go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Look, Dick.
Blue shirt underground. Motherfucker.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
And good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Tuesday, May the 6th of the year 2014. Yes, my friends, for the benefit of Mr. Geik, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. Eddie! Good evening, and how are you, sir?
Horrible.
Why? We got him right where we want him.
Come on. What is this? 8 periods, we can't get a goal against Marc-Andre Fleury? Whatever it is. It's horrible, Jim. I've never been so low in my life when it comes to this team.
Oh, come on.
Never.
That's crazy. That's just crazy. Oh, my God. I got to stop you here. Andro SFL is in the chat room. Whoa. Wow.
Man, he must have.
Wow.
He
like
must
you
have
and I got the DeLorean and did 88 all the way back to 2011.
Let me tell you, he must have sensed that I sold a hockey card today, because me and him have been hockey card buddies even before this show.
That's right.
But Andrew's in here, and you know what? Maybe it's a sign. A sign that it's all over. The apocalypse. I'm sick of it, Jim. The lip service. I'm sick of how the power play, we got to move the puck, bop, bop, bop. I'm sick of hearing Vigneault tell me he was happy with last night's performance. He saw positive things. You can't score! So. Okay, now you want to know how I really feel?
Yes.
This is when it takes the real rage of fans to get their hands dirty. We gotta dig deep, as the screen name says. We gotta dig deep in our souls and say to ourselves, there could be a way, there should be a way to win this series. And there were some positive signs last night, my friends, although it was a frustration fest. I don't know what they're saying on the internet, but I'm telling you right now.
It's bad.
I'm sure there are people blaming Henrik Lundqvist for those two breakaway goals. If only Hank could stop a breakaway. I don't know if that's where they've gone, if they've gone to that Psychoville. But I think the New York Rangers played fairly well in that game and may have deserved a better fate than they got. But they did get a lot of shots. But
just not enough qualities, and the puck just did not bounce their way last night. Now, I don't know how you guys are looking at this. I mean, it was disappointing. Listen, that crowd was dead. They shouldn't even showed up. An empty building would have been louder. I blame you, Monday Night Ranger fans. I blame the NHL for this stupid fucking schedule. For making fans go on a Monday night when their work week just starts. But you still should be hyped up. I didn't hear a peep out of them until they were down 1-0 with their Let's Go Ranger chants. Nothing.
Hot fan sucks.
Bounty on that guy's head is still doing that. It's over. So
when did we get an air horn at MSG? Who brought the fucking air horn last night? That's what I want to know. You know, I understand the air horn was part of the, that was part of your carry-on back in the 80s and the 70s and the 60s, and you had the guy with the trumpet. But you know what? If the Caps fans have an air horn, we don't need no stinking air horn. Make some noise! I don't care if it's Monday night. I don't care if it's 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning. That place should have been, they should have blown the roof off the dump. Sam's toupee,
dead.
Amarante's toupee should have been pulsating off his forehead because the place was rocking so hard.
They should have just gotten radiation from Amarante's blue suit he was wearing. Got hyped up from that. The power of the gamma rays, nothing. And it wasn't like the Rangers gave him anything exciting. I mean, there were some... I hate to even say this. Do I have to talk about progress in the playoffs? Everything should be fine-tuned, a well-oiled machine. I shouldn't be talking about progress, but I am. I thought the power play had better looks, mainly because of what we talked about in the previous show. Cinco de Mayo.
We talked about.
The Swizzikin.
Oh, you mean...
Rafael Diaz. Exactly, Jim. Didn't Rafi look good last night or what?
What did he had like 12 shots on goal. Why is Rafael Diaz the only guy in his fucking team that'll shoot the puck? Derek's the pod won't shoot the puck if his life depends on it.
He doesn't.
And it might. It might.
He can't. I now believe that Derek Stepan has been struck with a neuromuscular disease.
And I'm the only one that shoots the puck.
He can't. He's got no strength in his arms anymore. He can't. He's got no power behind anything. I'm sorry, folks. Those three guys are done. I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to hear their names. They're all done. And so are the Rangers because of it. These guys are unable to do shit out there. I mean, they are a non... They should be put on the fourth line. They should be on fourth line. That would teach those two nods. Now, listen. They mixed up the lines last night. I mean, I think they had to. They injected both Fast and JT Miller. It looked pretty good. They moved Hagelin up to the first line. But it's still how could these guys go game after game and not score? It's so disheartening. I don't have to tell you guys.
Do you have a fan on in your studio there?
Yes.
You need to tilt the fan just a little bit.
I turned it off.
No, don't turn it off. I don't want you sitting there.
I don't want you sitting there sweating and overheating.
I can't have you getting heat stroke. Turn it on. Just tilt it a little bit. It was blowing right into your microphone. I have the same problem here in Studio AZ.
I mean, I don't know. You get Dimitri and replace me right away.
Never. I don't want you dehydrating in the heat.
I don't know if that's any better. I tilted it better.
Perfect.
I don't know if it's all right.
Perfect.
Well, it hasn't reached top speed yet, so we'll find out in a second.
It hasn't reached top speed. I like that. Goes to Spain.
I don't know, guys. Come on, they can't beat Marc-Andre Fleury. This guy is going to... He's going to be the story of this series, so Dave Maloney could say, I was right. Who's the only one right? I like this Marc-Andre Fleury. He's not a bum. I don't know. I'm frustrated. The Zuccarello-Pouliot line looks like the only line that's engaged. The fourth line played well again. But these power plays, they just can't keep squandering them. And you're right. Raffy looked good out there last night. They put him with Girardi again. Get this guy off the power play. Is it because is he a left-handed shot? Yeah, I think he's left-handed. Is that a lefty-righty thing?
No, Girardi's right-handed, isn't he?
He's right-handed. I'm trying to think.
He
plays the left point, doesn't he? I don't know. I can't get it to my own chat, for Christ's sake.
He's right-handed.
Girardi is right-handed.
That's all right.
So, he's no-handed. He can't get a shot towards the net. Everything is blocked.
He's no-handed. He's got the hands of Free Walker.
He hasn't had a good series either, Jim. I mean, he was a little bit better last night, but he certainly has a good series. But they've got to score. What's the answer, folks? What is the answer? Are they just going to choke themselves out of this series?
No.
Are they just going to, like, this? Look at these efforts. All right, Jim, where are you now? Well, where are you now with this team? Did you see good effort last night?
I did. Okay, last night they're down 1-0. I'm sitting watching the game. It was yesterday? A 4:30 start out here in the desert. Start watching the game, have a little dinner. My wife comes home. I'm just sitting there watching the game. I'm not making noise, not yelling, screaming or anything. She comes in. She walks into the living room. First, she doesn't even say hello. She looks at the TV. She sees it's 1-0. She immediately rolls her eyes because she knows I'm going to be in a shitty mood. She goes, she says to me, are you in a bad mood? I said, no. I said, they're really not playing bad. I said, last night I was pissed because the effort was just not there. I said, tonight, I think they've played pretty well. I said, just bad luck. I thought the power play looked good. They hit the post three times. They had two pucks skittered through the crease. What are you going to do? Crosby on a breakaway. The guy's one of the best players in hockey. Okay, he beats the best goaltender in hockey. And then that fucking, what's his face? What is it? Who was the other one?
Jussi
Jokinen, who we also said. It's usually not the Crosbys and Malkins that beat this team. It's the Kunitzes and the Jussi Jokinens. So, I didn't think they played badly last night. I think with about 10 minutes left to go in the third period, I think they were completely out of gas. You could see it. The shifts, I mean, they weren't moving. They had nothing. I'm still optimistic. I still think they can win this series in six games. I think they will come out and play much better tomorrow night. There are rumors circulating that Chris Kreider may be in the lineup tomorrow night. And I don't care if Chris Kreider just goes out there on the power play and stands in front of the net and then skates off the ice when the power play's over or after he scores a goal. He's got to be better. He's a better option than at least five forwards that I can think of. Chris Kreider at 75%
is a better option than Stepan, Nash, Boyle on the power play. Who else did they put? Anybody? Any of the other guys around on the power play? My other problem, well, again, my age old problem. Brian Boyle on the ice with a minute and 40 to go, down by a goal or two goals, whatever it was. And then at one point they get the penalty, so they've got the goaltender pulled, and they've got a power play, so they've got a 6-on-4. One of the Penguins' defensemen has no stick. So essentially, they have twice as many players on the ice as the Penguins, and did not get a shot on goal. Pass, pass, pass. The fans at MSG, about the loudest they were last night was when they were chanting "Shoot the puck." Couldn't agree more. Why is Rafael Diaz the only guy in this team that will shoot the puck? I've had enough with Rick Nash. I know you don't want any goats, but
no, I don't even want to talk about them. The whole line. I don't want to talk about any of them.
I don't know if you saw the picture I posted. I don't know if you saw the picture I made and posted in our Facebook group today.
He's got one job.
I mean, I had a conversation with Keith and Nick and Justin out here today, and I said, for the value he provides, for what he is supposed to do, his main job, who are they getting a better value out of, Brian Boyle or Rick Nash? And the answer is Brian Boyle. And that scares me. That scares the hell out of me.
Maybe if they start booing him at the guard, something.
They were booing Stepan last night.
Oh. Hey, come on. He's been horrible.
He has.
He's been disgusting. Martin St. Louis, too. He's been terrible.
He's trying to do too much. Nash is trying to do too little.
He's just not one of those players that can take control of a game. I mean, Yav is like 51. He can do it. How come this guy can't do it? Because he's not Jaromir Jagr.
Jaromir Jagr was a world-class player. Rick Nash is not a world-class player. He's just not. You know, and I also had the conversation. You know, there are guys in sports that put up big regular season numbers and then their failures in the playoffs. And that's in every sport. And then there are guys who are average regular season guys, but step it up in the playoffs. And, you know, to me, those guys are winners. My mind, Alex Ovechkin, he's not a winner. He's just not.
Right.
He'll give you his 50 goals. He'll give you his 40 assists. He could take over a game as long as it's between October and April. But the guy's not a winner. And I think you could probably say the same thing about Rick Nash. Maybe he just got too comfortable losing. Maybe he got, I don't know, too many years of not making the playoffs. Maybe he doesn't understand that there's another level you need to – there are four levels you need to rise to in the playoffs. Every round is harder. Every game is harder. Maybe he doesn't get that. I don't know.
He hasn't produced in how many series now?
Five. If you count one with Columbus, two with the Rangers, and two this year. It's five. I think he's been in five playoff series.
I mean, don't you start saying... I don't know. I mean, is he a guy that's only ever going to succeed in the regular season when you're playing, it's not so tight-knit, and people are more apt to make mistakes? It's not like they've got a checking line that's shutting these guys down. They can put anybody against these guys. They're the ones not putting in the effort. And when I say effort, I mean the effort it takes to win a playoff game. And I keep thinking of what Rock was saying about there's nobody in that locker room to kick their ass. I want to sit there and go, listen, we're losing to these idiots. Yeah, they got Malkin and Crosby and Neal. But that's it. I got to watch Todd Bertuzzo making stretch passes. Todd Bertuzzo, Olimata, Paul Martin, who's old as dirt. I mean, he's a good defense. He's old as dirt. Chris Letang, stroke boy.
I got
to.
I just want to jump in here. Steve Nola said Mike Gartner, what I'm talking about. No, I wouldn't go picking on Mike Gartner. I'm looking at I got Mike Gartner's stats right in front of me. The guy had 93 points in 122 playoff games. That's not bad.
That's
Mike
not
Gartner's
bad.
Biggest that problem is... was that Mark Messier didn't like him. Mark Messier didn't think he could play in the playoffs.
First of all, this has been a misnomer or a misconstrued concept that Gartner was never good in the playoffs. You just reeled off the stats. Before the Rangers, why don't you name some of the teams Mike Gartner was on? He was on capital teams that were awful. He was a North Star. He was never on a good team ever in his life. And this guy still managed to get that many points playing with nobodies. Except for maybe Dennis Marook a couple of years, but really Dennis Marook's not a Hall of Famer either. And he was a Leaf two-cutter, I believe, after the Rangers.
Yes. And then the Phoenix Coyote.
And the Phoenix Coyote. So don't get on Mike Gartner. I like Mike Gartner. He produced. Anybody who came to New York and produced, I have respect for. I know you people want to race what Marion Gaborik did, but Marion Gaborik produced 2 out of his 3 years here. For a guy that came over and did that under John Tortorella, that's an apocalyptic success as far as I'm concerned. And look what he's doing over in L.A. now. So everybody shut up about him. You want to lump him with all the big price free agents we get and all that. There's a little bit different story there. Although, he was frustrating. He wasn't a big playoff performer either. Get a triple overtime goal. But anyway, but besides that, what Pittsburgh get? 14, 15 shots?
I think it was 18.
18?
One in the third period.
How do you not win? With Henrik Lundqvist, 18 shots and you lost the game. With Henrik Lundqvist in net. I mean, this isn't 18 shots and Rick DiPietro. Or 18 shots with Brizgalo. This is 18 shots with Lundqvist, and we lost. So.
I think they're going to – I still think they're in this series, and I still think they're going to win this series.
They got to get headstrong. They're not headstrong.
Well,
they don't come out and they don't want to take the game. You're at home. I know the schedule's been a bitch. I know everybody's posting the stats of how many games they've played in so many nights, and I think it does impact the players. I don't buy what Dave Maloney goes. Well, it's the playoffs. There isn't a player on the bench that doesn't want to put out his full effort. The body gets tired. They're in great condition, these guys. It's not like the old days where they would tie one on the night before and then come to the rink.
And they were still playing. They were playing on back-to-back nights in those days.
Right.
They'd play two, you travel for a day, and then you go play two. Right?
And what was this stat? I think since, 1989 or something? Or I don't know what year it was. Most games played in the first two rounds or something like that. Somebody clarify that.
Most games in the shortest span of
days. 6 games in 8 days. Come on, fellas and ladies.
Well, but you know what? That's not the NHL's fault. That's Madison Square Garden's fault. Because they got all this other shit going on. It's not the NHL that did this to them. It's all the other crap they got going on. And as much as I love Billy Joel, and everybody knows me that knows I love Billy Joel, but you know what? Ranger playoffs are more important than a Billy Joel concert. Tell Billy to take another 2 weeks off, and we'll see you in June after the Cup.
Yeah. Right.
And then the Liberty. The Liberty got a game. Oh, the 5,000 strong that will come out for that.
That league is a disaster. They just have it. I think the NBA just subsidizes it. It can't be a money-making venture.
Okay.
I didn't know that was around. Is the XFL still around, too? Is that around?
The XFL.
Do you hate me?
Washington Federals. So it's for those of you that want to blame the NHL, don't, because it ain't their fault. Blame whoever scheduler is at Madison Square Garden, the event coordinator.
Give me a name. Get me a name of the event coordinator. Order. We'll send him letters, her letters.
It could be abroad.
Billy Joel. Give it a break. Let him play that little theater down there.
So,
actually,
I blame the NHL for everything.
This week.
What?
It's a big show he's doing this week, but they still could have put it off. It's his birthday show. He's donating all the proceeds to the North Shore Animal League, the whole bit.
You've been to the North Shore Animal League? It's about as big as my room.
Well, they're building a whole new thing out there. It's going to cost $8 million. Yeah, when I was a kid, two of our my parents adopted a couple of cats out from the North Shore Animal League. Anyway, that's besides the point.
What? There it is. Cutter's got the name. Alexandra D'Estasio. There it is, abroad.
Ooh. Oh.
What, are you looking at a picture going, ooh, ooh?
She's on LinkedIn. She ain't bad looking.
Who cares? She destroyed our playoffs. She's responsible. Alexandra
Costa just boy buttered all over his keyboard.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
You get this broad on the phone?
Call her up. Event production. You might just be setting up the lights. Oh, no. Special events coordinator. Ooh, she's certified Zumba instructor.
This Zumba poor girl probably
face.
Has nothing to do with this. She probably does like you said, she probably puts up the lights or turns on the cotton candy machines. And we're picking on her. Concerts, marketing, intern, special events coordinator.
Oh,
I don't even know. Events. I don't even know if Billy Joel and the Liberty qualify as special events. Those are ongoing things. So she might be in charge of like the whatever else they got going on. Get her on the phone. Cutter, find out if she's on Skype. We'll get her right in here, right?
Get her right on.
Get her right in here. You got to pay for this LinkedIn shit or whatever it is? You know what this
is. I don't know what this is.
I won't touch her. Oh, I'm sure she's happy about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
no,
let me tell
really,
you,
Cutter?
Alexandra D'Estasio, Mrs. D'Estasio, you have ruined my week. Forgot the schedule.
Laverne, you screwed up our whole summer. What are we going to have to play game 7 in Toronto again?
Yeah, like in the old days?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Can't have a hockey game for the next 2 weeks. People falling off the high wire, hanging by their hair.
Now the fans,
Oh, my God. I don't know where to go with that.
That's just so dark.
Yes, Laverne drank necessary. Pepsi. I don't... Sorry, pushed the wrong button.
Anyway.
God.
We're blaming it on everybody here, folks. Everybody getting a blanket blame. Because we're all suffering inside.
That's
the
right.
The heartache. The agita. The reaching for the donuts.
Oh,
the
no. This. Now, hold on. This just in. Here's a Maura Spitalieri. What are you hiring? Nothing but guineas over there? What is it? Is that place run by the mafia? What is it? The Is that the Sacramone family over there? Carbine Lupertazzi? Maura Spitalieri. She is the manager of event operations. Now we're getting somewhere. We're climbing
now
the
we're
ladder.
Getting somewhere. All
now
right.
We're climbing
Laverne
the ladder. Laverne might be off the hook for now.
Alexander DeFazio, she's out now.
Or, here's another, it could be this guy. It could be a guy. It could be Alex Diaz, who is the senior vice president and general manager at the Madison Square Garden Company. It could be his fault.
Or it could be Kirk Randazzo.
It could be him. It could be Maura Spatafor, married to that Fanuc Vito. I don't know what's going on. Rafael Diaz's illegal brother. All I know is I want somebody to call into this show and explain to us why this is acceptable. Geez, Jim, the GV word? What does that mean?
Guinea something?
Oh, jeez. Cutter. All right, Cutter. Slow down, kid. Jesus, he's like stalking this girl now.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, here she is on Facebook. Oh, my. I can't. I clicked the page, and before I say something nasty about the picture she's got on her Facebook, I got to get out of it. I got to click it off. Apparently, her mother likes the tanning booth.
She looks like she's been tanned with the strap. See, that's one ugly-looking broad.
Come on. All right.
All right. See, this, we get off. We get off.
She's like, she one of those mob wives. You watch on that. Big head.
Oh, my eyes are tearing up. She's so hard on the eyes. Whoa.
Ooh, for me.
This is Big Edge, and the Rangers are my favorite team.
You are not.
All right.
We're male chauvinist pigs that we are. We're so I can't think straight because this Ranger team's got it. How about this arrest here?
How about what?
I'm wearing a dress here. No, I said I'm under duress here.
Oh.
And he gets nothing to cheer about. I mean, how about... God bless me. I said, what about the guys in the chat room? What do you guys think? I mean, I want to know what you... I'm confused. I don't know whether to think this team is out of it or they still can do something.
No, Rangers in six. We got this. Everything is fine. They're going to come out tonight, tomorrow night, day's rest, feeling better, fresh as a daisy, showered, Old Spice, nice. Everything's fine. They're going to win tomorrow night. Going back to Pittsburgh, 2-2, and then it's a best of three. And they've already proven they can win in Pittsburgh. They just got to do it. Get it done. Win tomorrow night. Win one in Pittsburgh, come home, win it in game six. Series over.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I can't take it. And on top of it, they're not getting the bounces. And they let up two breakaways, and that amounts to two goals. And I don't know.
You know what I'm pissed off about?
What are you pissed off about?
Well, it's not bad enough. Last night, I had to listen to Pierre Maguire go on and on for 2.5 hours about that fucking team. But tomorrow night, we get the double dose, the two biggest poop shoots in hockey, Doc and Pierre.
Wow, old check.
I'm going to have to listen on the radio. not bad enough. I got to watch shot after shot go off the post. It's not bad enough. I got to look at Crosby every 2 minutes, but I got to listen to those two idiots tomorrow night. Ridiculous. Why they got Kenny Albert flying all over the place? Why can't he just stay in New York where he lives and do the games? Let Doc travel.
Yeah. I'm not happy with him either.
He travels cheap. They just stuff him in the overhead bin.
I'm not happy with Albert either. How many times do you have to remind us Sidney Crosby didn't have a goal until he scored? Throwing out jinxes all over the place. He should know better. He works for us. Don't throw in any jinxes. You know he's going to score eventually anyway.
Yeah.
Play him this clip next time he's on. Shut up about the other team. I don't want to hear how good anybody is or who's who hasn't scored or whatever. Oh, they got – here, what's he called last night? Oh, they got to get Bo Bennett more ice time.
What? Bo Bennett? Bo Bennett?
With some other guy, too. They were like, they're promoting that guy Gibbons over there. You Gibbons over there.
Robin
Gibbons. I mean, the guy had 2 goals in 1 game. That's his playoff experience. Oh, it's good they got him back in the lineup. What? I can tell you, Pittsburgh's going to get blitzkrieged by Boston. They stink.
What are you talking about? Pittsburgh's not playing Boston.
Oh, they're playing Boston. Let's face it.
They're not getting out of the second round. Well, who am I talking to here?
Here's
the guy I win the battle with week after week, who I suffered with the Wade Redden years with. Who's the guy I celebrated the Chris Drury buyout with? Or retirement, whatever story they concocted to get rid of him.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
I actually tweeted that last night, that entire scene.
All right.
Come on!
Little got me. I'm representing the disgusted Ranger fan who has been trampled on year after year and
Bad
just
life.
Can't take it. It's not even, it's just sad. Remember the last game was dumb? This is sad now.
Sad?
It's just sad because this is the goalie that league-wide, I don't care what kind of fan you were, was like, Marc-Andre Fleury is a choke artist. Anybody could beat him. It's like that's the reason Pittsburgh won. He's got back-to-back shutouts against us. It's sad.
Ass clown.
So what are we going to do? Is this guy going to
beat him tomorrow night?
First of all, they don't. They got to get quality shots on net. This guy's letting them. When he does get a quality shot, he lets up these ridiculous rebounds. But it just doesn't go in. Disallowed goals. Goals we thought were in, but they weren't. Hitting the post. Hitting the crossbar. Ugh. Go ahead.
I don't know if you saw the email. I emailed Rick Carpinello today to see if I know it was short notice, but to see if he'd come on tonight for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he responded that he wasn't available tonight. And you know what I said to him? I said, "No worries, we will talk to you during the Eastern Conference Finals."
Jim,
I believed it then. I believe it now.
You're fooling yourself. You're a little bit delusional. And I'm here as a friend to tell you, if they come out like they did the last two games with no jump, with no eagerness, with no willingness to take the game by the balls and say, we want this. You are not going to win in our building. We have the best goalie. We're going to take chances. We're going to crash your net. We're going to run your goalie. We're going to do all that shit that it takes to win a hockey game and win a playoff game. That's the only way they're going to win. And it's not going to happen.
Yes, it is.
Of course, you're going to have Zuccarello. I mean, you're going to have Martin St. Louis floating around. Stepan, who can barely... You don't know if he's shooting at the goalie or passing to the goalie. I don't know what he's doing out there. Nash is just waiting for the penalty kill so he can kill penalties. That's the only thing he's good at in the playoffs. We got an $8 million penalty killer, folks.
Telling you, tomorrow night they're going to take the ice. They're going to say, ah, nah, nah.
Oh, come on.
Ah, nah, nah. I'm over here now, Sid.
They only did that one game this series, the first game of the Philly series. That was it.
God damn it. Fred Gailey told Maureen O'Hara and Miracle on 34th Street that faith is believing in something when common sense tells you not to. God damn it, I believe that they're going to win tomorrow night. They're going to win this series. I know common sense tells me they're not going anywhere. They'll lose tomorrow night 12-0. Henrik will give up 9 goals in the first 12 shots, all our breakaways that bounce off the top of the glass, off his skate, off Girardi's nose, and into the net. I know that, but I got faith, damn it.
You ready?
I'm not ready for Mets baseball. This can't end.
I'm going to give it to you right now.
Nah.
This is what you're going to get, and you're going to like it. Here's the score tomorrow. 3-1 Penguins. Marcel Gotch.
Killing me.
Olimata. And Jokinen again. And our only goal is from Dominic Moore. There you go. Don't even watch the game. Bank it. Because I'm going crazy. I have him down for a goal. Hold on. Let me adjust that.
You want to rethink that?
I got to rethink that. Now, folks, I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek. Do I think things are that bad? No. But I'm trying to reflect the frustration, the disgust that we had of the last two games, which we have now dubbed as dumb and sad. What will tomorrow night be?
We are getting requests from the chat room to fire you.
Listen, how many years I've been in here telling you, propping you people up when you're on the ledge, grabbing you by the scruffs of your neck when you were ready to jump? Well, sometimes I need saving, too.
Geico, goodbye. Oh, Geico, make me cry. I just propped you up. I gave you the speech. I gave you the Bluto-Blutarski speech. Well, I don't know what more you want from me.
I told you, until
they... Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
I'm just saying, until I see some balls on this team instead of these neutered little bastards on the first line not taking control... Give it a break. Pittsburgh is not that good. They're a shell of what they used to be.
Oh, look, now we got Rock on hold. Here we go. Your partner in misery.
Well, the guy speaks truth. Bring him on.
Hey, Rock. Rock. You there?
I don't know. Rock may be in his maybe indisposed. Kid likes to follow him around, I remember.
Montreal up 3-1 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in regulation.
They're a bunch of peewees, bunch of midgets. They're digging deep.
I thought that was funny last night during the game. The Rangers are down 2-0, 8 minutes to go, and Kenny Albert said, 8 minutes left in regulation. I'm like, who the fuck you kidding? Like, this game's going to overtime.
Oh, Mr. Poly Positive over there, huh? You had them done, too.
I just thought it was funny. Told you, I didn't think they played that bad last night. They're going to win tomorrow night, and then we're going to come back. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday. We're going to come back Thursday night. And everybody's going to call up and say, oh, Jim, you were right. I'm so sorry. I abandoned this team.
You know what?
And left you all alone. I'm so sorry, Jim.
Jim, you know what's going to happen is tonight after this show, I'm going to upload two songs. One song by Supertramp called Dreamer. And the other one by the Everly Brothers, Dream, Dream, Dream. And that is going to open up the show rather than our team.
I was thinking about if I could figure out how to do it, it would take some work. But and you're the engineer on the show, so I'm going to have to. It'll take me some time to work on it. But I thought maybe a little Bachman Turner Overdrive for Costa. Pittsburgh win. It's good for business. I just got to put together the whole. It just came, like, kind of popped into my head today, so I'd have to put together the whole thing. The game's going to overtime.
Could you do the voice for
good
the same amount of time? I may be able to get the karaoke file of that, so you can just sing over it.
Oh, Boston just scored with the empty net, and it's 3-2.
See, that's a team with heart. And Boston is not giving up. They got balls.
Rangers haven't given up. They are winning tomorrow night. I guarantee it.
Dreamer.
Guarantee it.
Nothing but a dreamer. Well, we'll
see.
A bunch
of garbage.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. I would be happy if it was good for business and Pittsburgh was getting all the calls and all the right things. But that isn't the way. That certainly hasn't been the referees have been, you know, evenly retarded in the series.
My buddy.
Wait a minute. The Dreamer song by Supertramp sucks because it was in the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie. First of all, the fact that you've seen that and you have no children really disturbs me.
Right.
Is Rock still on hold? I
no,
need some
he
allies.
Never came back. He never came back.
Well, neither will the Rangers.
Shut up, Cutter!
You're like, shut up, Eddie. Something's so negative.
Fuck, there's a little.
I don't know. I listen, guys. I seriously, do they? Is there a possible yes? But they gotta really come on. They gotta get some fire. I've said for years, we're more fired up than they are. Well, I like this one.
Some calm music for you. Everything's gonna be okay.
So, you know, we'll see what happens, Jim. I mean,
10 points to the person in the chat room who knows what song this is. 10 points.
Now, play Name That Tune.
All right, I gotta do something to cheer these people up. Bringing me down. Ready to jump out my first floor window here. Nobody knows this song? No. Wrong, Howie. All right. Everything's going to be fine. They're going to win tomorrow night. Nice.
Okay. You say so. Now, have they decided what they're going to... you know, oh, no, talk about the power play. I love when Brad Richards goes behind the net. As slow as possible, and then brings it up the ice as slow as possible. It's my favorite play.
I don't know if it was our last show or the one before it. I was listening back to the show and you were yelling about it. What the fuck is Brad Richards doing behind the net for 8 minutes?
It's 45 seconds of the power play he eats up. That's why they go so fast.
I don't know. It's an infomnia, as they would say. The Godfather. I don't know. I'm trying to think about who played well. I think Kuliots played well. That line didn't look bad. Have they indicated who they're going to be on the who's going to play tomorrow and who isn't?
No. AV is not tipping his hand as to who will be in the lineup tomorrow.
Because it really matters.
I thought the two kids did better than... what do you think? You know, everybody's like, oh, I don't like that they have no toughness. Who does Pittsburgh have? Joe Vitale? I mean, they really don't have anybody that's even remotely tough. You want a dream for Chris Kreider? Yeah, he'll be in game shape. Jesus Kreider, superstar.
There you go. AV needs to bench Step and Fetch it.
That's right. Banish him. Put Dominic Moore on the first line. That's another thing. That first line has no forecheck. They got no cycling. Nothing's going. They need worker bees. And that's why I thought Hagelin up there would be a little bit better. He's a worker bee. You need those worker bees. You can't just have guys floating around. And Stepan's capable of that. He's just, he makes terrible decisions. Horrible passes. I mean, I never seen a guy, he'll fuck up any odd man rush, he'll fuck it up. Hagelin doesn't suck. Hagelin is just not what you think he's going to be. Hagelin is a third line guy on a really good team. You know, he's a guy who can get you 12 goals, 15 goals, that's it. He doesn't convert, and he's got speed, but he doesn't take the puck to net. That one shot he had last night, it was just like a slap shot from like a foot away. I just remember the pads making this like ridiculous sound. And he's got no hands. But he had some goals this year. He got a little bit lucky, but I think that's his top end. But you got to have those type of guys on your team. I have no problem with Hagelin. I don't have high expectations for him, so I don't get all crazy. Yeah. Well, the third line should be our first line. And Richard's line, I don't know. I don't know what to make out of that. But the Rangers are getting no offense from their defensemen. Zero. Ryan McDonough, out to lunch. Jimmy, you there?
I'm listening. I'm just letting you.
Ryan McDonough. I don't know. Ryan McDonough seems to me, and I know, it just seems like he's hurt. I don't know what it is. It's not the same Ryan McDonough. That's another thing. You're getting no offensive production from your back line at all. Nothing. So, and Ryan McDonough, he had 15 goals, whatever he had. He's done nothing. And that really lies another thing. That's why I think it's important to have Rafael Diaz. He does add something. He's getting shots on net. He's moving in. I mean, he's a little bit of a defensive liability, but, I mean, I'm just judging by that one game after a long layoff. He's fresh. He looked pretty good defensively. He didn't really get burnt. And everybody was a little, upset that they went with him over John Moore. I was like, who's he going to replace? I'm like, John Moore? I mean, John Moore isn't exactly lighting it up either. I know John Moore's got the secret society of fans that love him, that think he's the next Ryan McDonough. I don't know if he's the next Yubi McDonough. I had to pull that one out of my ass.
Very nicely done.
So... Brad Richards has got to go. He's an insomnia. It's like using that word. So he has to go. Too much of the slow boy. Get Dan Girardi off that fucking power play. Can't take it. He's ruining Diaz's mojo.
Montreal will win.
Let's go in final, huh?
Yeah, they just scored an empty net goal. With
they have a tie now, up two games to one.
Yep, they are partying at the Bell Center.
Carey Price and Marc-Andre Fleury lighten it up in the net. Two classic buffoons in the playoffs. I'm pretty sure Brizgalov could have played both those games for the Penguins and we would have lost. All right, maybe not last night. Brizgalov is really bad.
Now, one of those pucks off the post he would have knocked in.
Yeah. So I think I'm hoping for the best, and I hope the next time we get together here, which will be when, Jim? Probably
back
Thursday.
Sure, why not?
I hope when we come back Thursday, it's joyous, and I'm eating crow. I'm eating the crow. It's stuffed down my gullet. And I said, "I told you, Geico, ye little face." I hope you're right. I want to eat my words. I've eaten everything else on this planet. Let me eat my words again. Thursday night. Join us live. If it seems like I've been lost in let's remember. Thursday game has been pushed forward. Going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. This Billy Joel is going to be there. Doubleheader. Let's play two. Ernie Banks. It's Laverne DeFazio or the other one.
Morris Spatafor.
Oh, boy. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't make it up.
Hey.
No, so,
you want
we'll
easy?
See.
Root for another team.
You want
Go
success?
Root for,
another team. You want to have pride in your owner and GM? Root for another
root
team.
For another team.
When are we going to shed all this bad karma?
You want dignity and not to be the laughing stock of every other hockey fan in the NHL? Root for another team.
You know what, though, Jim? If I got to take the positive out of this, and I've been negative Nelly pretty much all this broadcast. But we're still in the game right now. All our so-called rivals, the Flyers have been dispatched. The Islanders are trading for guys that aren't even signed yet. The Devils, who knows? They're ducking their creditors, the Deadles. No playoffs for them. Ha ha. Big Wang, little Wang. Keep piling up those draft picks because you know what? You still suck. No playoffs for you. Buffalo Sabres, you stink. No playoffs for you. The Rangers are still in the game. They're still in this war. And I'm ready. I've pumped myself up again.
See? You made me go to the war music.
That's right. I avow, and I avow vengeance against the Lannisters.
A Ranger fan always pays his debts. See you guys Thursday.
A Ranger fan. So you get ready, boys. Thursday night.
Did you turn it up?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was
it
weird.
It turned itself up. It's that devastating.
That's right.
Our show just ends.
Yeah, we're...
Our whole chat room left.
The Instigators has got the podcast.
Oh, boy. Well, Jim, you take care of yourself, and I hope you're right, my friend.
I hope so, too. All right.
Take care.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you Thursday.
Thursday.